Hey, it's Playhouse Y94 and a Flush the Format Friday. Did any of your friends have a crush on one of your parents when you were growing up? Survey finds that it's actually pretty common, with a recent survey finding that 42% of adults say that looking back, when they were kids, they know for a fact that either their friend had a crush on one of their parents or they were totally crushing on one of their parents' friends when they were younger. I'm glad that they asked, like, adults about this rather than asking a bunch of kids. That'd have been kind of creepy. Did you ever have yourself on one side of that or the other, and what's the story? 237, it's text 35270. Either you were crushing on, like, one of your friend's parents, or maybe your friends were crushing on yours and admitted that. And, of course, you hear that and be like, oh, gross. You don't want to know that.
Mm-mm. No, I was going to say my brother's friends always... I'm sure, like, they're just joking, but they would say they had a crush on my mom, and they would sing, like, Josh's mom has got it going on. And some of my friends, maybe not until high school, would, like, joke about my mom, but otherwise, yeah, that was about it. I don't think any of my friends had a crush on my dad at all.
Now looking back, can you look at, like, that era of Kathy and be like, sure, she was a stunner now that you're separated from her a
little bit? She literally looks the exact same.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed at all.
Do you look at her now and go, wow, she's a stunner?
I mean, now I think, wow, you're a good looking woman. I don't know. She's my mom. I think she's beautiful.
I don't think that I ever had anybody admit this to me about my parents, but I mean, especially when you're like a preteen boy, you go to a lot of your friends' house and then you just get that mom where you're like, oh, but there wasn't like one I was fixated on. It was just the occasional mom where it's like, hello.
My best friend, Gia, her mom is the one that, like, she was divorced, and I think she was still, like, kind of finding herself, so she was going out all the time, and she just, like, looked younger, and she did a lot of makeup and stuff, and so everybody, like, our whole school had a crush on my best friend's mom, Gia's mom, and everybody was always talking about her.
Now, do you think she knew?
Oh my! Everybody knew. That's all everybody talked about. People would make jokes. I kind of felt it got really bad. I felt bad for her,
and it drove her crazy.
Yes.
Now, did you ever deal with this? Survey finds it's actually pretty common. Did your friends have a crush on one of your parents when you were growing up?
Yes. Every guy I have ever dated wanted to date my mom too, so to say.
Okay. See, now that's a little bit different because this. I mean, are you? You're older in this then.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Is it better or is it creepier?
I mean, it's worse because it could happen.
But that makes it almost even better.
You know, he could break up with you and actually start dating your mom.
Yeah, okay, that is kind of bad, but at the same time, I feel like when you're younger, you're like, ew, gross. Probably at that age, too, though, you're like, ew, gross, don't talk about my mom like that.
If Steven left you for Kathy, you'd be like, ew, gross.
We have talked about this. Yes, I would say, ew, gross. They make a joke that when they first met, I took a shower and they took fireball shots together and they call themselves the fireball shot gang and all this, and it makes me so mad.
How long was this shower?
They took a shot.
Okay.
I don't believe they also took a shot. Steven does not take shots of Fireball. I don't think I've ever seen my mom take a shot of Fireball, but for some reason, they had a bunch of leftover little, like, the bucket of Fireball shots, shooters from some birthday party.
So they, you know, it sounds like they bonded a little bit.
Yeah, but they really didn't. So, yeah. But they didn't.
But maybe a little bit.
But no.
Mm-hmm. Just happened to you. 237, it's text 35270. Your friends were crushing on your parents back in the day. Or maybe you had one you were fixated on. Stacy's mom. It's Playhouse Y94, and did you ever deal with a Stacy's mom situation? Survey finds it's actually not that uncommon. 42% of adults say that they can look back at their grown-up years and they can go, yeah, either I had a friend who was crushing on my parents or maybe I was crushing growing up on a friend's parents. Had you lived one of those stories on one side of it or the other? And we are seeing some people confessing that as far as texts go.
Oop. Someone said, when I was younger, all of my friends, I felt like, had a crush on my dad. It was weird. He was 40. I don't know why everybody always talked about him. Somebody else said, yes, and it was not even just my friends. It was my girlfriend's mother. They look alike, so I did have a crush on both of them. Somebody else said, when I was 13 or 14, I had a crush on my friend's dad. He wasn't even really that good looking. He was just really funny and kind.
Not even that good looking is probably exactly what he'd like to hear about that.
Yeah, but also it's like a child, so that's probably good that they think
that's true. That is true. And you been there?
All my guy friends thought my mom was really hot, but now
I have a son, and Keith says, my friends think you're really hot, so.
It's got to be kind of flattering, though, to find that out, right?
And probably it makes you feel good, maybe. But at the same time, mm-hmm. it's weird. I bet you you feel weird, like, if you go to pick up and drop off and stuff, and then all the kids are staring at you. You're like, all right, honey, get in the car. Let's go.
I got to get out of here.
I want to get
really
out.
Comfortable. They're all trying to follow you home.
Yeah.
Any other texts about parents and crushes?
Yeah, somebody said, in middle school, I had a crush on one of the girls' moms. Always at our volleyball game, I would watch the mom when she was there. She was literally the most beautiful person I had ever seen when I was that young. And somebody else said, yes, it was my mom. All my guy friends would talk about it, make fun of me. They still do it even to this day.
It is a Flush the Format Friday. It's all about your picks throughout the morning at 237. It's text 35270. Run to care or don't care. Momentarily, 627 in the morning. Jason Derulo, Ryan and Solo, Y94.